The conference will now begin.
Okay. Let's learn. We're learning a hard subject. We're actually learning the subject of hardness, of what that means. Yisrael Ha'Achar is the meaning of Kaishi. That's what this parak is about, Kaishi. And we were on page Tzadik Ches. And we were learning that every Kaishi comes from Hisnagdus, from there being a clash, a paradox, from there being a dilemma, from there being two opposing feelings, thoughts. Whenever one is in that dichotomy, so that creates kushyas, akasha is a lashon of kushy, a difficulty, something that's hard. It's the Yisrael offer. So we were learning last week that when in last week's parasha it says Vayimor was chayim avayda kasha, v'chayim levenim, that the most difficult work in Mitzrayim was not the schlepping. Is that Chazal say the Shahim Achlifin Melechas Anoshim Lanoshim, Melechas Anoshim Lanoshim, that men were given women's jobs and women were given men's jobs, because a person can schlep, a person can carry that which is natural to him, and he feels is natural, and he feels it's his responsibility, and he feels good about it, and he's interested, or he's excited, or whatever, if it speaks to him. But when it comes to carrying something that's very different and very, very much opposed to who you are, the opposite of who you are, then that creates a kaishi. So a man can schlep, and that's something that he's accustomed to doing, and he is programmed to do. But when it comes to a man doing the work of a woman, and the whole mahus, as we spoke about a lot last week, of a woman is the hepach of a man, so then that hisnagus creates a feeling of Avayda kasha. Avayda kasha. This is hard. This is hard. And we spoke about. I believe we spoke about Rabbi Nachman's teaching. Nosson discusses this. It's in the Likutei Moran, the Sichas Aran. The meaning of Avayda kasha. And when it comes to Kaitziruach, if a person has a Kaitziruach, if a person's Amunah is not strong, the person's Amunah, if he has a Kaitziruach, if there's a shortness in that Ruach that a person has, and the Ruchnis of a person, then certainly every mitzvah is not by the kasha, but it's not by the kasha to get up and go to shul, it's not by the kasha to build a sukkah, it's not by the kasha to bench, to say Baruch HaChalayna, it's not by the kasha, it's hard work, because you feel inside of you that this is not who I am. It doesn't speak to me. It's very different from me. It's not what I want to do. And since it's not what I want to do, and it's not who I am, or it doesn't speak to me, or they say nowadays it doesn't work for me, whatever will be the shyness, so it becomes an avoda kasha. Even the tiniest little effort becomes huge. It becomes just very hard. So we're on page Tzadik Ches, around 10 lines up from the bottom. Ba'omek, gam davar kaved misnagid l'tchumos nefesh ha'adam. Something that's heavy is misnagid. It also contradicts the tchumos nefesh ha'adam, a person. Al b'chlolos im kein hagdoros ha'koshihi, shadavar misnagid l'tfisosi, Yoytze Likoshi. Included in this heaviness and hardness is if there's something that's misnage to my way of thinking. There's something that's there's a new idea, a concept that is very, very different from the way that I've always thought. It's misnage. It's not just different, it's opposed to my way of thinking. Yoitzali kaishi. This creates a kaishi. This creates a turmoil. It creates a difficulty. Imadavat tayim latvisasi. When there's something that stims with my way of thinking, it fits with my tfisa, with my way of grasping life, of grasping reality, or even a subject and so on, then hurachelai, then I feel it as something which is gentle. It's gentle, it's soft. It's not hard. Humischaberlai, and it very easily joins together with me. It's soft, and when something is soft, like a pillow or like a blanket, it wraps around you and you can connect to it and it's cozy. When there's something that fits with my way of thinking. Mistarafelai, then it joins me. Kasha Yezbo Hisnagdas, but when I meet a person and everything the person is saying is the opposite of what I think and feel, then this Hisnagdas creates a kaishi. If I have to be together with this person in the dormitory, or if I have to be together with this person, in the office or something, there's a tremendous kaishi. It doesn't fit. Now, the greatest kaishi of all is something which we experience within ourselves, not in our relationship with other people. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the side of offer. And this mida of kaishi, the aside of offer. V'yitza Hashem l'kim es ha'odam offer min ha'adama shtei yitzivis. So Chazal tell us with v'yitza is with two yuds because there are two yitzivis. Achas v'tav v'achas l'bish. Now, everybody's familiar with the Chazal that says that there's one yitzivis is ha'odam hazeh. And there's another that's Olam Haba. The Chazal also have taught us that the two yetziras within the person himself is one that is Latav and Achas Labish. There's a side of us that is good. And there's a side that's pulling the other way. And this war, this machlaikis, this kinegdo in each and every one of us creates a feeling of kaishi, that life itself is hard. Not because of before we talk about conditions outside of oneself, but within oneself, it's hard. Mikan megia tfisas hakoshi. This is the source. This is the beginning of that tfisa of that tfisa of koshi. Be'esh, meruach ubamayim, loy nemushte yitziri. Only by Ofar do we see two Yetziris. By Yitzhak Hashem Elokim Es Adam Ofar Min Adam. But we don't find two Yetziris by fire, air, and water. Rak ba'ofar nemu shtei Yetziris. Achas latav v'achas labish. But there's one that is good and one that is bad. Kleim ekayem bo shnei kaychas misnagdim. That we have within us, these two kaychas misnagdim. Hatav misnaged labish vabish misnaged latav. Good is misnaged is opposed to bad, and bad is opposed to good. Kan be'etzem mokam ha'koshi b'nefesh adam. This be'etzem is the source of the koshi, of this hardness, of this difficulty that creates all of the kashas of our lives and all of the challenges again within ourselves come from this clash of those two. There's Nagdus of Toiv and Ra that's within us. Kan be'etzem mokam ha'koshi b'nefesh ha'adam. Etzem Yitzirus HaOfer, the very creation of Ofer, Chidsha Shnei Koiches HaFachim, was Mechadish, two opposing Koiches. This man has created Ofer Min Hadama, and that Ofer Min Hadama is a being that contains within there's a guf, there's a neshama. There are two Yitzirus, there's a guf and a neshama. There's the Yetzer HaTov, there's the Yetzer HaRa. But that combination, that shidduch of the guf and the neshama, Hashem Akim Adam Ofer Min Adama, is mechadish two koiches hafachim, is mechadish two opposing koiches, shein yoytz in the kudus koishi. When you have two opposing koiches, the mimela you experience that as a tremendous kashi, as a tremendous difficulty. L'chein kol kashi lo'olam yamid hisnagdus b'nefesh adam. Every kashi is the result of is the simon of there being two kashis that are opposed one to the other. The shirish of that is the guf and the neshama, yetzer tov, yetzer hara, and so on. Fizanovin is divya gemara, hu haya oimer. The gemara says, asor devarim koshim nivru ba'olam. There are 10 hard things that were created in the world. Har kosha, the mountain is very hard. And despite that, barzel nechatchai, with iron, one can chop away at the mountain. Barzel kosher, iron is very hard, but extreme heat, fire heat, mefa'afar can melt it. Iron. Or kosher, fire is very very hard. It's very strong, but mayim mechabim leisay. But water can extinguish it. Mayim kosher. But of him, Saivla, my son, but the clouds carry the water. Of him, Kashem, the clouds are Kashem. Ruach mefazart, and the Ruach disperses the clouds, the wind. Ruach Kashem. Ruach is strong. Kashem, strong, hard, strong. Guf Saivla, the body contains it, carries it, contains it. Guf Kashem, the body is Kashem. Pachad Saivla. When a person is terrified, the body begins to shake and tremble and fall apart. Tachat kasha, so fear is a very, very strong thing. But yayin mafigo, but if a person has a couple of drinks, he calms down. Yayin kasha, wine is hard, strong. Shina mifakachbe, the person goes to sleep, he becomes sober, it calms him down. But umisa kosher mikulam. But death, misa, is kosher mikulam. Death is the most difficult of all. It's the hardest, the harshest, and most difficult of all of the hard things that were created. Death is the hardest. Madu umisa kosher mikulam. Why is it that Misa is kosher mikulam? Why is Misa kosher mikulam? Kishem shevivay yitzer nemu shtei yitziris achas latav v'achas ledish kach besoifer choyzer odom lo'ofan v'sham oimek ha'koshi v'chein Misa shenyona v'lofa toshuv hine kudas ha'koshi ha'shleima. The greatest opposition to life that one has is death. that there are two yetziras, that a person was created with, that there are two yetziras, this world and the next world, that there are two yetziras, one is good and one is bad. So the same way that we have two yetziras, kach b'sofer, man was created to exist, and he was created, and he lives, but then he dies, and he returns. He comes from the offer, but he returns to the offer. V'sham oimek hakoshi. In every moment of life, there's that opposing force of death that looms over the person. There's that opposing force of death that threatens him and frightens him every moment of life. And this makes life itself very difficult. The avoda kosha of the presence of the Malach HaMavos, the person doesn't feel that is because he doesn't think about it. So young people, of course, don't generally think about that, and then they shouldn't. But young people don't think about it, but as you begin to age and you cross over into the gray hair, declining years, so you begin to think more of the Malach HaMavos. And there is no greater kasha. There's nothing that's harder and more difficult and more painful than that realization that every moment of life, the emes is, I'm standing between those two opposing things of life and death. And I come from the offer, but I am going to return to the offer. That's Nekudas HaKoshi Hashem. That's the full Nekudas HaKoshi. The contrast between life and death, between the beginning and the end. That's the most difficult Nekudas. That's the Nekudas HaKoshi. L'mala mikach, b'medrash al haposuk moitzani mar mimavos. Now, we just finished learning that the most bitter mitzvah is death. But then the pasuk says that there's something which is mar mimavos. There's something that's more bitter than death. Now, the only thing that can be more bitter than death is if a person, while living, is dying all the time. A living death. And there is such a thing. The Pasuk says in Kehelis, Maitse ani mar mimavos es ha'isha. That I find more bitter than death, ha'isha, the woman. Okay, now, what does that mean? My name Chazal, Arba Sadvarim Koshin Zemizeh, Bukulim is going Zemizeh. So the Medrash enumerates 14 Dvarim Koshin, each one harder than the other, and each one is Mizgoin Zemizeh. What does it mean, Mizgoin? This one holds himself to be more Koshin than the other. Listen. Tahaim Koshin. Tahaim, the depths, the oceans, whatever, kosher, but the ha'aretz mezgarlov, but the earth is mezgarlov. The earth is able to show off, and the earth is able to have this advantage over the depths, because. Because she'll cover Shalah. Because the earth, the dry land is covering the water. And in that way it stops the water and covers it and so on. Har is kasha. Now the earth is kasha. But if they are kasha, there's going to, but the powerful tall mountains are making fun or are looking down upon the earth. Ahar kasha, the mountain is very strong, very, very hard. But the Habarzel, as we saw before, but the iron that can quarry the rocks or whatever it's called, cut the meat, Misgar Lovishova, has this advantage over the mountain, despite the fact that the mountain is so strong, but the iron can crack the mountain. Barzel is kosher, v'ha'esh mefavatoi. Iron is very strong, powerful, but the fire can, the fire has an advantage, it melts the iron. Ha'esh kosher, v'mayim is going with havenus, so the water over the fire, v'mayim kosher, anadim soifim, when I say anadim kosher, ha'ruach mefazat, and the wind disperses them, ha'ruach kosher, v'ha'kosel mezgoboi, v'ayim eboi. Can be a powerful wind, but it can't move the wall, so the wall is stronger. Kaisel kasha, the wall is strong, but other mezgar decisive. But a person is stronger because a person can knock down the wall. Adam kasha. Now let's get down to business. A person can be very, very strong. An adam kasha. Strong is not the he's an adam kasha, but vitzara mechal chalta. Could be a very tough person, real, real tough person, strong, tough person. He's not afraid of the wall, he's not afraid of the wind, he's not afraid of the clouds, not the mountains, you know, the iron, the mountains, he's not afraid. But such a person, even though he's hard, he's strong, he's powerful, he's fearless, but v'tzar mechal chalta, but then when he goes to tzaras, he could be crumbled by the tzaras. Sora kasha, tzaras is so hard. But vayayi mizgar mishachta, but a good drink can cause a person to forget his tzaras. The soften to forget the tzaras. Yayin kasha, vahashen mefigosa, but the wine is strong, but the sleep. But then he goes to sleep, falls asleep. Shina kasha, vachoyli mizgar mepalpul. Sleep is very strong, a good solid sleep. But when a person is sick, so metalpa that it takes away his sleep. When a person is nervous, it takes away his sleep. So it's stronger, and it prevails over sleep. It prevails over sleep. Choli, sickness and so on. Fear and choli prevails over sleep, and a person can't sleep. Choli kasha. So illness is something which is very strong. But Umal Hamavis Mizgar, but the Malach Hamavis, the angel of death, prevails. The nightless nafshon takes a person's life. That's the whole list. And then the last one, the winner of the contest, of the ultimate prevailing, powerful kasha, kayach, and all of creation, is the person who's sitting across from you or next to you at the dinner table, or the one you have, the one you stood under the chuppah with, the isha ra kasha mikulam. Not stam an isha. So I shouldn't have said the one across from you or next to you. But isha ra kasha mikulam. But if somebody got your bit has, so take that back. It's not stam an isha. Means an isha ra. I mean, unless chasam yistak with such an isha, then I guess that's the case in your life. God forbid. But in Ishara, kasha mikulam. A negative, destructive, bad wife, would be the same thing for a man, is kasha mikulam. Now, what does that mean? The Isha Nemar, it says in Pasuk, as we spoke about last week, V'yasashem lakem, Hashem made for Adam, and Ezek Kenegda. And here the Torah says Beferish for the first time. The Torah describes a matzah of a situation that has this kashi of two opposites that are put together. The Eza Kenegel, the wife, is Eza Kenegel. Okay, he kashi mikulam. So Maitzani Mami Mavis is a Isha, that's talking about an Isha Ra, not the wife that you adore and who you're very connected to and you're united with. But when it's an Isha Ra, since here the Torah says Beferish, for the first time, such a Lashon of Kenegdo, that means the ultimate Mitzias of Kenegdo in creation is when you have an Isha Ra, when you're stuck in a bad marriage. And there's an Isha Ra. And you see that that person could be, in every other respect, the one who has the Isha Ra, in every other respect, could be the most successful, the most popular, the most productive, the biggest macha, the biggest knacker, the most choshev, the big whatever, in the rest of the world. But the second he walks into the door and he's got that Isha Ra, he becomes mamish, mamish, ofer min ha'adam. Comes mamish and ofer. Even before she says anything, just her metzias. There's such a hisnagdas from her and all that they've gone through together. Again, it works both ways. It's not just an Isha Ra. That matzav of hisnagdas in a person's home, in a person's marriage, Shlomo HaMelech, who's the smartest person, said, "This mitzvah ani mar mimavis. It's more bitter than the slavery in Egypt. It's more bitter than death itself. Mar mimavis. It's not here. It's not that a person dies in his deathbed, or he dies of natural causes, or he even dies, God forbid, in an accident. Here, it's that you're living in a life where your very existence is being crushed and killed moment by moment. Your entire simcha, your entire ego, everything in who you are is the victim of kinegdo, of the one who is against you. Therefore, I mentioned last week, that all the descriptions of the difficulties that are going to be at the end of time from outside don't compare to the ultimate difficulty, which is Kosha Tabas Rabasach Besa Shal Odom Yoisim Mechemas Goygel Magog. The Gemara says in Brachas that when you have in your own house you have opposition. There's a war taking place in your own house. There's a kinegdo that's raging in your house. That's more difficult, that's more bitter and difficult than the war that was predicted, the ultimate battle of Gog and Magog. 1 second. That's worse than the greatest war, than World War III, the mother of all, the real mother of all wars, Gog and Magog. Kosha tablas ra, so beisah shel adam, yoisim imelchamas gargumagu. In one's own house, to live every moment of life in that mitzvah of kinegda. That's marmi movis. That's more bitter than death. That's marmi movis. That's more bitter than death. If a person is zaycha, that the wife is an ezer, is a help, meaning that it's able to be mischaber, they're able to connect one to the other. Hare shehi einena misnagedes elav. Not only is she not a misnagedes, not only is she not opposed, avigam ha'ezer, megia misheresh shel azus. The word ezer comes from the sheresh of azus. And there's no more powerful pleasure, joy, excitement than that yichud of a husband and a wife, that they're able to be joined together, both emotionally and physically. It's a very powerful experience. That's Azer's Lashon of Azaz. Because when there are two that are opposed, and peace is made, and they're able to now become one, so that's an extraordinarily powerful, powerful experience. Umitzad kach, sherish yitziras ha'isha yoytzer azus is nagus la'ish. But the very creation of an isha is an azus, creates a koshi for a person. Sherish yitziras ha'isha yoytzer azus. Now that azus, if it becomes an azer, it's always an azus. In other words, it's always like the biggest inyan in the person's life. It's always an azus. It's always prevailing. It's always dominating the person's life. You could have the biggest king in the world, and the whole world is afraid of him, and he's tittering from his rabbits. It's always a dominating thing in the person's life. If it's an azer, then there's a very powerful yichud between a man and a woman on all levels. If chas v'chalila, it's a kenegdo, then it's moitzani mar mimavis, esaish, mar mimavis. It's the strongest manifestation of offer that there is. It's offer mamish, squared a million times. Akedekach, that it's more bitter than death, and by death it says, vel offer toshuv. But here it's while you're alive, every moment of your life is el ofer toshuv, el ofer toshuv, el ofer toshuv, el ofer toshuv. It's not like just one levaya. This guy's getting buried every day, and each day could be multiple times. And people might joke about marriage and stuff, but it's not funny. There are a lot of levayas going on as we speak. And these levayas that I'm talking about are not in the cemetery. They're at home. Smar mimavis. The bottom of Tzadik Pes. B'loshen acheres. To frame this a little bit differently. Ha'isha nivra min hatzela. Chava was created, the woman was created from the tzela, from the rib. Omuva b'medrash rabba, shalachad mandam, etzela hum loshen kotze. And according to one view in the medrash, that word in loshen kodesh, tzela, means the end, like the edge, the end. K'mei tzela ha-mishkan, the end. Kotze hu ha-kaishi. Now the end, or the edge, is sharp. Is hard. What does that mean? Page Kuf. If the end is hard, what does that mean? Dugma pshuta lakach. A simple example of this. Dugma pshuta lakach. A simple example of this. Maitzim ba'arba hayisaydis eish ruach mayim ofer. Yeshnan sheish of shorius be'ezah seid lahamidan. There are six possibilities of the order that they could be in. Mi b'neim raishan, which is the first of the yisaidis. Mi sheni, mi shlishi, and so on. Al yisaida offer tamid yerevi achon. But always, yisaida offer always comes last. Why? Because the offer who could say shall have b'riya. Because offer is the last stop. Ofer was the end of the process of creation. Hu ha-yisoid ha-achrein, ha-ofu ha-ktzei shel ha-briya, and hu ha-yisoid ha-achrein, hu shayrish ha-kreishin. And since Ofer is the end, like the edge, the end, therefore it's the shayrish of kreishin, of hardness, the shayrish of kreishin. The opposite of hardness is softness, and the root of softness is in moisture. Eish, fire, mahus is yavish. The mahus, the essence of fire, is dryness. Ruach, air, mahusa, leichus. The mahus the essence of the of wind of air is lechus, is moisture. Mayim, the mohus we learned, is the coldness. Ofar, the mohus is also is yoivesh, is dryness. Ha-hepach me-ha-yoivesh sheba-ofar, ya-lechus sheba-ruach. The opposite of the dryness of ofar is the lechus of ruach. Lach mi-loshen lach-luchis, shumis-pashet holom. Lach is a loshen of liquid, something that lach-luchis, moisture, shumis-pashet holom, that spreads forth. Atzira se-hispashes, the atomid bi-yoivesh, and when there are little drops, the end of the drops is the result of the sun, or the heat, the fire, and then as a result of that, it's dried up. The drops of water are dried up. So that's when there's heat, which has this quality of yoivish as well, and of course, ba'ofa, when the drops come against the offer, against the earth. Kol lachluchis heichan shi'netzeres, hagdirosa shesham hi yisyabsha. Whatever the moisture is, when it's stopped, then what's happening is it's dried up. It becomes dried up. Lodamim ken kol kaishi b'nekuda ha'achrayim, b'saif. Therefore, the kaishi always comes from the end of a process, when it reaches its end. The kuda sasayif in the kuda sakasei, the nekuda of the end is the ksei, the edge of chol ksei, and every end is kosher, is hard, is difficult. Dugma lekach, for instance, choymas ha'ir, hanim says b'ksei ha'ir. The wall of the city is the boundary, it's at the end of the city. It contains the city, so it's at the end, the beginning of the end, but it's at the edge of the city. And that's why he nekudas hakoshi. So that's why it's the hardest part of the city. That's where the wall is, because it's the end of the city, the boundary. Hu adin lechem. Same thing with bread. Shemavarachem alav birchas amaisim nekudas hakotzei shabo. That the part that is most baked is the crust, is the end. That's like the wall of the bread. Hakalelus elyon v'sachten shem koshim. There can be many other examples. Aval yisoid borer, but the yisod is very clear. Kol nekudas soif, whenever you get to the end, whenever you get to the end, to the soif, kol nekudas soif, hi nekudas hakotze, which is the kotze, the edge, the end, hi nekudas hakoshi. Look in a very, very simple way. When it comes to the end of the Yom Tovim, so then it's Shmiras Aseres. Then Kivyochol, Hashem and us have some sort of a parting of ways. And Hashem describes that, as Chazal tell us, in a way of Kosha Alai Predaschem, that the end of this time together is hard. It's hard. The end is hard. The end of life, the end of a marriage, the end of childhood. The end is koshi, is a koshi. There's a wall. It's something hard. Mitzad kach, akotze ha'achrein lo'olam ma'imidis nekudas ha'koshi b'nefesh ha'odam. So as a result of this, the end of something, the edge of something, the kotze ha'achrein, lo'olam creates a feeling of koshi b'nefesh ha'odam in the soul of a person. Nizbora efo adko, So far we've learned that the definition of kaishi consists of two chalakim which are one. The first is harishon is hisnagdus, that creates a feeling of kaishi when something is against your way of thinking or living and so on. Hasheni, Now, the second thing we just learned now is the end of something, the ktse, the edge. In a deeper way, kol hisnagdus hi hakotze, hi hasayfshili. The sayfshili, the end, my end, the end of a relationship, the end of my life, the end is lachayin. It's the self lachayin hi misnagedus elai. It's opposed to me. Ishihi Eza Kenegdo. The woman, the wife, is the Eza Kenegdo. He Nivra Achroina, therefore she's the end of creation. Nivra Achroina b'maisa b'reishis. If the Isha is the end of creation, the Kotze, Ba'asor Ma'amaros, Nivra Ha'olam, in the 10 utterances of creation, the world was created by Isha. Okay, she's the end of the 10 mamaros of creation. And kol saif, every end, kol kotze, kol extreme, extremity. Like a kotze means the extremity. All of them are connected. Is connected. The exhaustion at the end of the day, the feeling of that one has when there's an extreme heat or an extreme cold, and so on. It's not just the kenegdo that one feels by the kesovais, by the end, by the extreme. Blosh nacheres. In another lashon, haneshama nivra mitzad echad min hashamayim. We come back to what we were saying before. The soul was created from the opposite extreme, that's called heaven. Haguf shamayim. Haguf nivra min haaretz, the other side, the extreme to the other side. The extreme. The earth. The guf is created min haaretz. So we have two polar extremes, heaven and earth. The neshama and the guf. V'lachein neshama v'guf hem bebchinis mafli lasayis. Therefore, that Hashem brought together the neshama and the guf is the greatest wonder of all, because these are snake tzavos and misnagdim habadi. These are two opposite extremes that are always at war with each other. And somehow Hashem was able to create a human being to put the neshama into guf. These are snake tzavos and misnagdim habadi. The biggest misnagdim to each other. Hayisha Oimek page Kofala, Hayisha Oimek Hagdaris Hadarvim came. Shakol Kaishi Bom Hisnagdus, every Kaishi comes from Hisnagdus. Shaboimek Hibom Mishtake Tzavus, which Boimek comes from two opposite ends, two opposite extremes. The two Tzavus. Ad Kam Biyarim beside the Shmaya Sherish Muhusa Kaishi, Shashar Shabi Yisaita Offer. So far, he's defined the sherish of that mahus of Kaishi, but the sherish comes from Yisaita Ofer. On page Kuf Aleph. So there's koshi chiyuvi and koshi shlili. There's positive, there's good koshi and there's bad koshi. Kamuvan yeshna koshi shu chiyuvi, kamesh mesina b'gemara, shetalmud chacham tzarech liyos koshi kibarza. So the Gemara says that a talmud chacham has to be, koshi has to be hard. Has to be koshi kibarza, like iron. Koshi kibarza. Kosher like iron. He has to be strong in his commitments, in his emunah, in his learning, to be clear and strong, Not that he says something in his learning and that could be right away broken down and torn apart. He has to be very, very, he has to be a strong leader and teacher, v'chulu v'chulu. We find that Chazal have taught, have revealed, not that we didn't know this on our own, but Chazal have explained that the Jewish people are Azin Shabu Umais. Azin, the most brazen, chutzpahdik, the strongest, the most daring, the hardest, the most extreme, whatever, you can look in the thesaurus. Atamul Chacham Sarach Lios Kashik Abazin. The Jewish people are an Azin Shabumais. They're the most, they have the greatest Azus of all the nations, and amongst the Jewish people, the Talmud Chacham is the Kashik Abazin. Im Hu Yerach. If the Talmud Chacham is not kosher, but he's soft, so to speak, he's pliable, flexible, whatever it might be, then Uyapach Lias Mispol. Then he might be Mispol. He could be a person that's Mispol. Bozi Kabbalah says Spilus Meanshe Achaimer. Then he could be affected by, if he's not iron, if he's soft, then it could be that the Amaratzim, Anshe Achaimer, will control him and tell him what to do. And as you have with Rabbanim and Tamin Chachamim, that if they're not kosher kibarzo, then they become worried about public opinion, and they only want to be popular, and because of that, they are nispoil. They have a hispilus from the Anshei Achaimer, from the Hamoin Am, from the Amaratzim, and as a result of that, they give in and they give up and they change, and so on. The Nispo from Anshei Achaimer. Talmud Chacham ain't Nispo me'acherim. A true Talmud Chacham is not affected by others or changed by others. Elagorim la'acherim l'Nispo mimena. Others are changed by him. He's Mashpia. He brings about changes. He revolutionizes. He transforms. He molds. He shapes. He creates. Not that the Talmud Chacham, if he's a true Talmud Chacham, is Kashka Barzo. If he's not, if he's just a very bright person, also to learn, but everything that comes his way bends him and corrupts him and transforms him and takes away from him the person that he thought he was. Mitzad kach, all of Leah's kashka basel. Zoat sadach yuvisha bekashi shabazel. This is the positive expression or manifestation of kashi and azaz. Akeis oiskim on the betikun akashi shabazel. But now it's time to discuss how to fix. Oiskim on the betikun akashi shabazel. How do we go about fixing this koshi shabaofar, kashum is galakish lili, when it's affecting us in a destructive and negative way? Like when a person is very, very stubborn, and because of that stubbornness, the truth can't penetrate. He doesn't allow it to penetrate. He's totally non-porous. Iron, stubborn, nothing can change him. The sumalin was born lohavin ech misaknim sakoshi shesher shall be set off. So how does one fix koshi, which is the yisod which comes from the yisod of offer? Kehemshech lemahalach shederachnu bay ad hashda. Kol dovish shesher shall be yisod echad Tikkun b'tzarfus shloishes hayisaidus achayim shayidei chayim from niskan. Until now, we've learned that when there's one of the shiroshim is being one of the yisaidus is being used in a destructive negative way, then the tikkun is going to come by being mitzarfit by joining it together with the three other yisaidus. That's how the tikkun comes about. Gam b'sugya didan. So too in our sugya of kashi. Yes, tikkun shall yisaid ha'ofer klap in the kudas ha'kayshi ha'shlidli shabai ayidei yisaid ha'mayim. We're going to talk about the tikkun that comes to this kayshi shabai'ofer through the yisaid of water of mayim. Ayidei yisaid ha'ruach, through the yisaid of ruach, ayidei yisaid ha'esh, and the yisaid of esh. How each one of the other yisaidis can be used to be masakeing the yisaid ha'ofer when it's in a destructive and negative way. How we could use that. So we'll continue Be'ez Hashem next week to learn about the tikkunim that are possible when it comes to the kashi of offer.